Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and good afternoon. Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. So glad you joined us. Thank God for you. And God has a plan for you, your family, and all the families. We thank God for his love. He's so amazing. And if, you know, his love can't be compared to human love. His love is greater than any love we've ever known before. His love is not comparable. You know, human beings, they love sometimes, and other times they don't love you. You know, they get mad at you. And, you know, so, you know, we just got to keep it moving, keep on loving anyway. But God's love is eternal. His love supersedes any level of human love. Can you imagine? And then he think about us so much. Not as a group. He think about not as your family members. He think about you individually. His thoughts are more than the grains of sand concerning you. Can you imagine that kind of love? That kind of thinking about? I mean, I can't even fathom the mind of God. It's just so, oh, my God, it's so great. But, you know, our human love is limited, but God's love, unlimited. God is committed to us on a level above human understanding. We can't understand his love. You know, his love allowed his only child. He only had one son. His love allowed his only child to come to earth. His only child had a crown. He walked on the streets of gold. His only child was worshipped by the angels. But he said, will you go? And his only child agreed to come down to earth. Be born of human beings. He was divine, yet human. But now he's fully back in heaven. He died for you. You know all the sins you committed, all the sins I committed, all the sins we committed. He died for you, for all those sins that we, even the ones we'll commit in the future, he's already died for those. He said, okay, I got your back. I know you're going to sin, but I've made provision. I died for you. Now I'm sitting on the Father's right hand, and I'm interceding for you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for life, for abundant life. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, for your word. Your word says you are holy. Be holy like you. You are righteous, God. Your thoughts of us are so vast. It's just so innumerable. We just can't imagine grains of sand. We can't count them. It's just so great. We adore you. We bless you. We honor you. You are our King. You are our Lord. You are a shepherd. What a mighty God you are. We are grateful that we can say, Abba, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Oh, my God, we could call on you morning, noon, and night. You never get tired. And the great part, you've already answered the prayer before we call. You already knew what we were going to pray about. You already knew situations, circumstances in our lives. You know that human beings are frail. But we are strong and mighty through you, and we can do all things through you who strengthens us, because you are the Almighty, nothing impossible to you. You are Jehovah Shalom, that peacemaker. We need peace. We just call on you. You said you're the I am, the mighty I am. You're everything that we need. You are our healer, Jehovah Rapha. You are our provider, Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nisi, the banner over us that we need. You are the one that thought of everything. You said, okay, you know, I'm going to, day one, I'm going to, you know, separate from the darkness from the light. And day two, I'm going to do this. But day six, that's man. Day six is the day you created human beings. You blew your breath into us, and we are yet living. And then after you created them, you said, listen, this is what I want you to do. I want you to be fruitful and multiply. So, Father, we have been fruitful, multiplying the earth. Oh, God, we have obeyed you. So, Father, We thank you for the blessings, overflowing blessings coming to all of us on the Wednesday midweek Bible study line. We're so grateful. We are grateful to you. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just can't thank you enough. We cannot thank you enough for your goodness, for your mercy. My God, we would have been dead a long time ago. Something, a disease, pandemic, something could have taken our lives. Anything could have taken our lives. But because of your mercy, your grace, your love, your favor for us, we are yet alive. So our scripture today is found in Habakkuk 2:2-3. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon table, that he may run that read the vision. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Oh, my God. We are just so blessed that God made a way where there was seemingly no way. You know he made a way for you. He's no respecter of persons. He made a way. I'm telling you, he made a way. So don't you worry. When you look back over your life, don't you see the goodness of God, the hand of God, how he took care of us, how he provided for us? We go like, Jesus, I don't have enough money for the week, let alone the month. But don't you know, he stepped right in. He heard before we called. He's so great. So I thank God for you all coming on today. Thank God for you and your family. He's ordering us. Right now. in our steps. He's an amazing Father. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't have enough words to describe the greatness of the God that I serve. He's so great. You can't measure him. You know, he's deeper than the deepest ocean. He's wider than the ocean. He's higher than the highest mountain. Can you imagine? All he said was, let there be. And look at what the earth had. Oh, my God. He's such an amazing friend. Awesome Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Oh, my God. One day we're going to be bowing down before him like the angels and saying, holy, holy, holy is our God. Oh, my God. That'll be a day of rejoicing. Hallelujah. So I thank God for you all coming on today. You know what time it is. It's praise time. We have Sister Lanny on, Sister Mary Nichols. They're going to be singing. So I believe now. Y'all can let me know. Sister Mary Nichols, you ready to sing today?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Okay.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, let me dream, God. Let me dream, God. Let me dream, God.
Mary Coleman, you feel like singing today?
Oh, sure. I love you, Lord, and I love you.
Coming out soon. Got the singers. Oh my God. I thank God for you, Sister Mary Coleman. Thank you so much for that beautiful song. Yes, we love the Lord. We love him so much. And we are learning every day how to love him even more and how to love others like we love ourselves. So thank you for that song. Thank God for you all. Well, you know what time it is. This scripture search. Got to get those Bibles out. Get them ready. So we are ready to search the scriptures. Get your Bibles ready. We have Sister Julia on with us today, but she says she's going to be a listener. So we thank God for you, Sister Julia. We thank God for all that he's doing. And, you know, he's doing great things in our lives. God is so amazing. He's just, you know, I just can't tell you. What a good God he is. We serve an amazing God. That's all I can say. Amazing. For us. Oh, an amazing God. Thank God. Hold on, please. Hold on. Hallelujah. Can you all hear me? Can you hear me on here?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so we are ready for scripture search. Get your Bibles ready, your cell phones, whatever it may be. I thank God for all of you coming on today. Sister Lanny says she's going to be a little late coming on, so she'll be singing a little bit later. So today I'm going to read you the verse, and you tell me where it's found. I thank God for Bible scholars, y'all teaching me. The first scripture says, and thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried at a good old age. Where is that scripture found? And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried at a good old age. Where is that found? You know how we do, first one find it. You got it, Sister Mary?
Is it?
Sorry. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I have it.
I?
Did somebody say something?
State your name, please, and read the scripture.
Okay, Mary Coleman, Genesis 15:15.
Excellent. Read it.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. I got to adjust my glasses. Hold on. You,
okay,
however, will go to your ancestors in peace and be buried at a good old age.
Amen. Excellent. All right. Thank you. All right, next scripture. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Where's that from? Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Where is that scripture from? Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Somebody's moaning on it. Y'all moaning?
Is it Psalm 71?
State your name, please.
Psalm 71. Oh, Mary Nichols.
Okay.
Psalm 71, verse 9. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth.
All right. I told you I'm Bible scholars, okay? Good job. Next scripture. The hoary head is the crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. Where is that found? State your name and read it. The hoary head is the crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. Where is that found? The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. I hear somebody saying something, but I don't know what you're saying.
I have it, but...
State your name and read.
Okay.
State your name, Mary.
Mary Nichols, Proverbs 16, verse 31. The hoary head is a crown of glory. If it be found in the way of righteousness, he that is slow to anger.
That's it. So much. All right. Don't matter. Whomever finds it first, just state your name and read it. All right. The next scripture. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when it shall say, I have no pleasure in them. Remember in the days thy creator, in the days of thy youth, when the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Where is that found?
Mary Coleman.
Ecclesiastes. Keep reading.
Ecclesiastes 12. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thy shall say, I have no pleasure in them.
Excellent, excellent. Good job. Y'all doing great. All right. We're going to do one more. One more. And even to your old age, I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made you. I will bear even I will carry and will deliver you. Where is that found? Even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar cares will I carry you. I have made you, and I will bear you. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Where is that found? State your name and read it.
Mary Nichols, Isaiah 46, verse 4. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we're ready for some Bible study. The topic is, now that I am a seasoned woman of God, I plan to leave a legacy. I plan to leave this legacy. A legacy is something that, you know, is passed on down from generation to generation, something that's transmitted or received from an ancestor. Example, you can pass on love and respect. You can pass on peace and joy. You can pass on health. You can pass on faith. You can pass on kindness and courtesy. You can pass on organizational skills. You can pass on the love of God's word, you know, love to study the Bible. You can pass on teaching, preaching, evangelism, and prophecy. You can pass those things on. I remember someone told me my grandfather, my daddy's father, he had a great gift. They said, if Reverend Gantley told you something, you could take it to the bank. So I didn't even know any of these things about him before he passed away, but I receive it as a legacy from him. So I need someone to find Habakkuk 2:2-3 and read it for me. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2-3, and read it for me. Habakkuk 2, verses 2-3. And read it. Just state your name when you have it. Habakkuk 2, chapter 2, verses 2-3.
Mary Coleman, Habakkuk 2, verse, you said 2-3?
Yes.
Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait on it. It will certainly come and will not delay.
Amen, amen. Sister Mary Nichols, can you find Psalm 78, verse 4 for me? 78, verse 4. So I thank God for, you know, the word. He said, write the vision. We got to write a vision to leave a legacy. You got to write it down, the vision that you want. You say, okay, well, I want my children, my grandchildren. I'm going to leave them this legacy. And then write what it is. And then, you know, my grandfather didn't tell me about no legacy. I never, you know, he didn't tell me anything. But I know they said, you know, I pray, he prayed, I pray for people, he prayed for people. So I thank God for the legacy. My parents left me a legacy as well on organizational skills, and my dad brought me my first Thompson Chain Bible, so it was leaving a legacy for me. It wasn't written out, but it was, you know, written on the table of their hearts. So I thank God. You got it, Sister Mary Nichols?
No. I had it, but it disappeared.
Well, I tell y'all, use those Bibles you can put your fingers on and turn the page. They ain't going to flip.
But I don't have that one today.
I got you. Psalm 78, verse 4.
We will not hide them from our children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful work that he hath done.
Amen, amen. So verse 5 says, for he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, the generation to come might know them. So here they were writing a legacy, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. So in other words, this legacy goes on from generation to generation to generation. You know, Sister Julia's on, and on Tuesdays, her grand, oh my God, her great-grandson and her nephew, they come on, and she has taught them the scriptures. She has taught them prayers, and she is leaving a legacy of prayer for them. And she said sometimes one of them said, Grandma, we got to pray. So that's a legacy that she's passing on, and I'm sure each of us have testimonies. We're going to be giving some in a few minutes about our children, our grandchildren. You know, we got to, you know, make the vision plain. So it says, it's for our children, let them know about the goodness of God. You know, let them know how good God is. You know, we're talking about as seasoned women writing a legacy for our children and our grandchildren. It says in Psalm 78, Sister Mary read it, we will not hide them from our children. No, we're going to tell our children about the goodness of God. Tell the children, your grandchildren, your great-great-grand, and let them pass the word on to the next generation. Say, you know, my grandmother, she could pray, oh, my God. My grandmother knew the word of God. My grandmother talked to the Lord often. My grandmother was a righteous. My grandmother was kind and loving. My grandmother was a preacher. My grandmother was an evangelist, a prophet, or, you know, my grandmother, she wasn't like other people. She had good health. She could jump rope with us and slide on the slide with us, and, you know, whatever it is. But that's a legacy that you're passing on. So I'm going to stop for a minute. We now have another songbird on with us, Sister Landy. Remember I told you she'll be coming on? So she kept her word. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister G. How you doing? I've been putting out fires trying to get ready for Easter Contada Church Sunday.
I got you. We're glad you're on.
Amen.
Going to sing today?
Yes, ma'am.
The blood that we shed for way back on dark
Behind. You know, sometimes I listen to Sister Lanny, and she's talking about the children she taught. Boy, she's leaving a good legacy. Now, we talked about some of the legacies that we can leave behind is love and respect, peace and joy, excellent health, teaching, preaching, evangelism, prophecy, organizational skills. So, you know, we got to write the vision, make it plain. So when, you know, people read it, they can, you know, say, oh, wow, here's an example that I can follow. So I thank God that, you know, we can tell, you know, all of our family members. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I was talking about Sister Julia, how she has left a legacy or is leaving a legacy for her great-grandsons. They come on Tuesdays. Boy, they not shy about anything. My name is, my age is, and they are saying prayers. I thank God they know the word. And then they say everything to have breath. What you do? Praise the Lord. So I thank God that we're all leaving a legacy. You know, somebody's watching us. I'm not talking about the Father. I'm talking about a human being. Wherever we go, people watch us. And sometimes people say, you know, you kind of peculiar. You know, you're not like other people. I know you ladies have heard that before, because we are peculiar. We are different. And, you know, God made, you know, let me tell you, can you compare anybody to God? No. He's different, right? He's not like other guys. He supersedes them all. He is the only true and living God. And, you know, he gave each one of us fingerprints. There's nobody like us. We're peculiar. We're different. We're made in his image. Nobody is like us. Each one of us, we even got different footprints. Now, you know, each of us on here, even our children don't have our fingerprints and our footprints. Our grandchildren don't either, you know, but we can leave a legacy. We have to write down the legacy. It's a vision. Make sure that it's easily read. You know, the time that, you know, the legacy is going to come forth at an appointed time. God already has an appointed time when our children and our grandchildren begin to walk in the vision, the legacy that we wrote. It may take a while for them to get the vision or for the vision to manifest in them, but it will definitely happen. You know, sometimes you say, wow, look at that child. That child's acting just like me. Hopefully it's a good example that we're leaving them, right? Sometimes we get, you know, annoyed at them and we shout at them and we say, uh-oh, I don't want them to leave that. I don't want them to pick that up. No. But we're human. Sometimes we get frustrated. We get upset with them. And we just say, now, y'all, look here. So, you know, we're leaving a legacy for our children and our grandchildren. And, you know, we got to, you know, Jesus left a legacy for us. He sure did. Before he left this earth, we have to, he said, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's part of the legacy. We got to depend on him for strength because he was strong. So we got to leave that legacy for our children. It'll manifest in it when it's supposed to happen. As they grow and develop in the things of God, they'll begin to live out the legacy that we're going to leave for them. Sometimes we see the legacy right before us. To leave a legacy for your children, your grandchildren, you can take pictures. You can put a portfolio, videos, photo albums. The best legacy is the life you live before them. The life that God gave you to live before them, that's the best legacy right there. So anybody want to share, you know, the vision God gave you to leave a legacy for your children or your grandchildren or great-grandchildren? All the lines are open. So just state your name and you know, if you got something you want to share concerning your legacy that you want to leave or you are leaving. A legacy is going to sleep. Y'all want to leave the legacy of sleep for your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren?
Sister G, this is Sister Lainey. I am, I don't have any children that came out of my body, but I've taught children over the years, many years, all the way from kindergarten to college. And the legacy I pray to leave with them is that there's a song that I wrote, and I've written songs, stories, poems, raps. I've even written a patriotic musical. Lots of music, lots of programs for schools and churches. But out of everything that I've written, I want to qualify that with a simple song that I wrote years ago that's called, the name of the song is Make of Me. It says, make of me a vessel. Make of me an instrument of your peace and make of me a channel for your love so that men could be drawn unto thee. Even though I was in the academic setting and in the faith setting, I know that God filtered me, songs, stories, poems, everything I got, not because I was so wise and so smart and so talented. I asked God to use me because I always worked in poor districts where there was no money for school children, for us to buy things to help our children. In Mississippi, many of the children that were in school, including myself, even up to my brothers right beyond me, we never got new books. We got books that was passed down from other schools. So if we had books, they were often beat up, and the material was old, and they were discarded, and they had moved on to other newer books, and we were taking whatever we had to. So God feels the truth. They make of me a vessel carry things, make me an instrument. An instrument has to be manipulated, touched, and make of me a channel. Channel is like water flowing through this. And God flowed through me to the earth. These songs, poems, and stories, that's my legacy. The legacy is that God, they may not remember that I wrote them. They may not even remember that I taught it to them. But I want them to hear what those songs, stories, and poems are saying, because everything God gave me was blessed and anointed to help children see who they were in his eyes and see who they were in God's eyes. All of my material is faith. It has the touch of faith in it. If it's not saying Jesus, Lord, 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 the concepts, the principles, biblical concepts and principles, concept and principles was in my material. That's the legacy I hope to leave. Those songs, poems, stories, raps, plays, that's my legacy. And they don't have to know me by name. I just want them to know what the messages say and that they can be empowered from it and have hope for a better life in Christ Jesus.
Amen. That was awesome. Thank you, Sister Lainey, for sharing that. Anybody
Amen.
Else? What legacy are you leaving?
Neri Coleman.
Okay.
The legacy that I am leaving with my children to give their life to Christ. That's number one. Because the Bible tells us to put him first and everything else comes. That's what happened in my life. The thing that I try to educate them with is that their vocation is that they are ministers. The Bible said we're all ministers of God, whether you have you stand in a pulpit or a collar on or whatever, because we should be testifying of the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, where we can draw men unto him. And I let them know that their avocation really is their job here. Like I was a nurse, that was my avocation. But I've try to enforce in them that, you know, my legacy, you know, that I'm putting in them is basically teaching them about giving their life to Christ and assuring that, you know, to make friends with like-minded people. And you know, I can hear, well, one of my sons, I'm going to try to make it short. One of my sons, every time I hear him say, praise the Lord, you know, I just lift my hands up and thank God, because it was seemed like it was the hardest thing to drill into him. I mean, I took all of them to church. I actually had all of them. I gave all of my children back to God, all 12 of my children. When they were like 6 weeks old, I gave them back to God. So they know the Lord. And when they do something out of God's, being disobedient, when they're disobedient, you know, I said, well, I pray. And I said, Lord, well, you know, I gave them back to you. And, you know, I'm raising them to love you, to give their life to you. And when I hear him say, praise the Lord, Lord knows. I just put my hands up and thank the Lord. I said, Lord, I thank you that, you know, that's the legacy that I'm leaving with them, that good Christian foundation about who they are in Christ and, you know, Christ coming to the earth, dying for their sins and enforcing them, educating them to understand when Christ died on the cross, what he did. A lot of people don't understand what he did. When he died on the cross, his righteousness was what we needed. So we became the righteous by him dying on the cross, where we could be adopted back to God. And that set us apart. You know, it set us apart. It sanctified us. So now you are, I tell them, you're children of the Lord because of what Christ did on the cross. So my legacy is trying to continue to educate them to know who they are in Christ, who Christ is, what he did, what's the meaning of him dying on the cross, because a lot of people don't realize it. I mean, some people go to church for years and still can't explain to you what the meaning of Christ dying on the cross for them and how we're the righteous because of Christ's righteousness. Nothing we did.
Amen.
So that's my legacy that I'm passing on to my children. And I apologize because my phone was on mute, and that's why you didn't hear me.
Oh, no, it's okay. Thank you so much. I thank God for you. When the Lord said, be fruitful and multiply, Sister Mary took it serious. 12 children, 1 dozen. That's awesome. And she used to see her. I saw her at church Sunday. She's a beautiful woman of God. Her daughter and I teach Sunday school together. Well, actually, it's children's church. So her daughter's a mighty woman of God. Her daughter came up with the play. So this Sunday, for Resurrection Sunday, we're going to be doing the play with the children. And it's, you know, I thank God for you, Sister Mary. I thank God for Sister Lanny. Sister Mary Nichols, you're leaving a legacy. What's your legacy?
Well, I'm sitting, the legacy that I want for both my girls have heard from me through the years, and the way I've lived my life around them, a legacy of knowing that God is over all, and that the only purpose for their lives is to know Christ and to love him, accept him, and to be able to go to the place that he has prepared for his people. I have one in, and I have one who's just as sweet as she could be. It's a little bit out, and that's what I'm praying for. The Lord has done so many amazing things in my life, and one of them was to be in this book, Shades of Color, about my being elected the first Black homecoming queen, crowned and honored by a white university, and I was the first black homecoming queen. But I have said, oh Lord, why me? Why did you do that for me? And I have told my girls, I didn't do it. I had nothing to do with it. All I had to do was to be where the Lord wanted me to be and to do what he wanted me to do. And so that, you know, this other legacy means nothing unless I had known the Lord and was willing to be as much as I could what he wanted me to be, because he did everything, and that's the legacy that I want to leave for my girls. All of the good things mean nothing if you don't know the Lord.
Amen. 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 Well, thank you, ladies. I really appreciate you all sharing your testimonies. It's, you know, about your legacies, what you'd like to leave for your children, and, you know, how they're living it out. And that was awesome, awesome, awesome. I thank God for you all, each one of you. Well, it's prayer time. After prayer, we're going to be closing out, and I want to invite you all to come on under these two and for the children of the world, especially the children in the United States of America, because there's so much going on in America. We have to pray. But anyway, I'm going to ask Sister Lanny if you would pray a prayer of thanksgiving for our toddlers. You know, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and baby Devin. Thank God for them.
Yes. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so thankful that you yet lord over us. We thank you, Father, that you're consistently who you are. There is no less lost lease in you because you are full and rich and complete. And because you are full, rich, and complete, our children have the grace and opportunity to bask in that, to receive it. We thank you for what you've already done for them, through them, and in them. And we thank you, Father, that for the rest of their life, you continue to pour into them wellness from the top of their head to the sole of their feet from the inside out, God. We lift up every part of who they are, their heart, soul, spirit, mind, and body. We thank you, Father, that you made the body and you can regulate the heart, the mind, and you can heal the soul and the spirit and the body. So we thank you, Lord, for what you have already done. And we touch and agree with you that the future holds even greater things for them. As the scriptures say, that their latter days will be greater than what they've already experienced. We thank you for the grace of healing. We thank you for the grace of the mercy of compassion and tenderness. And wherever they needed special care, just to know that they were loved and just to know they were cared for. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. You put the right people in place, whether they be doctors, parents, nurses, and other support people, to let them know that they were saved. Hallelujah. That because you lord over them and because we intercede in prayer for them, they are already in your safety. And in your word say that no man can pluck out who you hold in your hands. Continue to hold them. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to put them on the path where they can fulfill their purpose, find your plan, and get in position to operate in power. We thank you, Father, for their parents, that as the children are being blessed, as the children are being made whole even the more, we pray, God, that the parents would draw closer to you. They would be good examples for the children. They would walk it out before them, having your word as a lamp to their feet and a light on their pathway. That, hallelujah, they will learn to know when it's time to mobilize and when it's time to be still and simply know that you're God. Thank you, Lord, that we are crucified with Christ, but nevertheless we live, and we live not by our own faith, but the faith of Jesus Christ who died for us. And we don't want to ever embarrass you, God. We want to be able to always walk in obedience to your word. So we pray that the word is being taught to the children, being sung to the children, being shared with them so they can get it inside. Hallelujah. And as they grow and move forward, it will already be seeds planted that can be nurtured and grow as they grow in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the wellness of our children, for the wholeness of our children. Hallelujah, for the salvation of our children. Hallelujah. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Mary Coleman, could you pray for the senior citizens? I'm going to call their names, and you don't have to remember their names. Just pray for them. Sister Gloria Dean, Sister Marion, Mother Sneed, Mother Fanny, Sister Annette Daniels and her husband, Mother Ludell, Rose Harbor, Sister Mother Ivory, and all of us and our family.
Heavenly Father, right now we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. We exalt, we magnify, we glorify, we bless, we praise your holy name. Heavenly Father, we come to you because you said in your word, Heavenly Father, I am the great I am. You omnipotent, omniscient, you omnipresent. Father, we come praying to you today, Heavenly Father, for the senior citizens. We praying for their safety, their protection, for their covering, Heavenly Father. We live in an imperative time, Heavenly Father, and you know what their needs are, Heavenly Father, because you are God that sees. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Glory. You can do above all that we can ask or think. You can do everything, all but fail, Lord. So we asking you right now in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, continue to watch over our citizens, continue to supply them with their needs. You promised us, Heavenly Father, that you would supply us with all our needs according to your riches in heaven through Christ Jesus. So we pray, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Sister Mary Nichols, could you pray for our youth? Kenowa, Frederick, Randy, Michael, Abiyaju, Brian, Jasmine, Liz, all the children all over, the youth all over Jacksonville, all over America. Sister Mary, your phone may be on mute. Sister Mary Nichols.
Okay.
Sister Mary Nichols, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you asked me.
Okay. I asked if you could pray for our youth. I'll name them. You don't have to worry about the name. Kenowa, Frederick, Randy, Michael, Abiyaju, Brian, Jasmine, Liz, and children all over America in particular, all right, and throughout the world. The youth.
Heavenly Father, we just praise you. Praise you, Lord. And we thank you that you have allowed us to be here, the younger people, the youth. Help us, Lord, to do what you want us to do, to be as examples to young people. And, Lord, we just pray for their protection, their guidance, understanding, appreciating, and loving what you have done for them, the youth, not only here in the United States, but all around the world. And that the time that they have as young people and as they mature, that it will all be through you, that worldwide people starting out as you would grow in grace and grow in wisdom that only comes from you, and that they would all be saved because you wish none to perish. And so we just thank you, Lord, that there are so many young people, and we're just asking, Lord, that they would all be saved and would come to a knowledge of you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray a special prayer of protection and safety for all the children all over America, public schools, private schools, nurseries, daycare, Christian schools, all of America, and for the faculty and staff, that you would protect them in a special way, that you would give them warnings before destruction, oh God, and they would know how to do battle against the enemy that is targeting them. In the name of Jesus, every enemy that's targeting a particular school or particular city, state, nation, we cut you off at the root. We sever your plan right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that the faculty, staff, the children, their families, whether they're on the playground, in the classroom, in the lunchroom, in the bathrooms, they will be safe. We decree and declare no more violence, no more shooting, no more violence in our schools. Lord, we know we kicked you out. but we are inviting you to come back in again. We're inviting you to come into our classrooms in the schools all over America. Lord, we're your people called by your name, humbling ourselves before your mighty hand. We repent, oh God, we repent for the murder of the unborn. We repent for everything that we have done against you. We ask you to put your hand of mercy and protection back on our children again, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord God. Let not one child or faculty or staff or family members be murdered again. Violence. We cut off violence, anger, maliciousness, just violent crimes against our children. They're being targeted, but no reason. The innocent are being targeted, Lord. So, Lord, forgive us for everything that we have done against you. You only have we sinned and done these things in your sight. So we are thanking you, Lord God, for the protection, the safety of all the children all over America, Lord God. And we thank you for hearing the prayer. We thank you for answering. We thank you for healing our land in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to comfort and strengthen those parents, those family members who lost, you know, their children through gun violence in the schools or wherever, in the street or wherever they were. Heal their hearts. Remove condemnation where they're blaming themselves. Lord, we thank you that there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you that the parents begin to watch the children closer, walking in the street, going home from school. We thank you that our children will not text or be on the phone walking down the street, but they will pay attention to their environment. They will not get snatched into a vehicle and never returned again. Oh, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in all the families all over America. We thank you that the mothers will begin to put the cell phones down and listen to their children. We decree and declare no bullying will take place in our children's lives in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that our children will realize and they will be taught that they can do all things through you who strengthen them. And your word says in Isaiah, Lord God, that our children should be taught of you at an early age. And they will have peace. They will have peace. They will be safe going in, coming out when they're sleeping, when they're awake. So we thank you. They won't be abused. They will be loved with tender love and care. They will be nurtured in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Father, as we close out, but not from your presence, we thank you that our bowels will not be troubled, Lamentation 1:20. Our eyes will not be dim, Lamentation 5:17. Our hearts will not be troubled, Psalms 25:17. Our teeth will not be broken, rotten, or loose, Lamentation 3:16. We will not be troubled by anything, Proverbs 10:1. None of our words will fall to the ground. 1 Samuel 3:19. So we are thanking you today for all that you've done on Wednesday midweek Bible study. Have your way. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. And, Lord, help this not to be the only day that we study your word. Help us to open your word and study daily to show ourselves pleasing unto you. We bless you. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you all. Talk to you
love
soon.
Love you too.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
You.
Have a good day. God feel good. God feel weak.
God bless
you. Bye-bye.